How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I just want to thank you for joining me today. And today I'd like to share some more ideas to help you on your journey of self-development. Today our topic is on attention and the three levels or qualities of attention. And the reason that this is important is because attention is one of the greatest tools that we're going to use for self-knowledge. If you have seen a few of my videos before, you will realize that I'm always talking about self-observation and the importance of self-observation, which means just in the moment to moment of your experience, being objectively aware of what you're thinking, sensing, and feeling. So this requires that you learn to first locate yourself in time and space, which means bringing awareness to the sensation of your body, because this grounds your attention and brings you to the present. And then once you're able to keep the attention grounded in your body, then you're in a better position to observe whatever is going on in your inner space, and that way it'll be more an objective observation. So now today I want to add some more ideas, some more material for you to observe, which is on becoming aware of what attention you're currently using in the moment. Okay, so the first quality of attention is when we control and direct our attention with intention to a specific object or activity. So this first level is controlled and directed attention. The second level is when an outside object holds our attention with little to no effort on our part. This is fascinated attention. This will be the second level or quality. And the third level is wavering attention. This is just when our attention is just jumping around randomly with no control and very little awareness on our part. Okay, so now it's going to get a little complicated now, so bear with me. So first I want to give you a basic schematic of our human organism. So our human organism consists of three major centers. Our first center is our brain, our intellectual center. Our second center is our heart, our emotional center. Our third center is a combination that we'll call the instinctive moving center. So this entails all our internal organs, our digestion, the circulation of our blood, etc. And the moving part is our motor skills. So being able to move in time and space with our bodies. So those are the three centers. So why is this important? Because the three levels of attention deal with the three centers. So whenever we are controlling and directing our attention to a specific object or activity, we are using our intellectual center mainly. When our attention is held by an outside object, that's the second level, fascinated attention. And the third level is the wavering attention, which is using our instinctive moving part. And now I'm going to give you some more information that makes it even more complicated. So each center can also be further divided into having its own intellectual, emotional, and instinctive moving parts or aspects. And to make this explanation clear, I want to give you some practical examples. So with our intellectual center, I want to give you an example of when we're controlling and directing our attention, but we're also utilizing the emotional aspect of the intellectual center, and it's using that particular energy. This will be an experience of, let's say, if you're reading a book that you're really into, or you see something and you have just an immense curiosity about it, and or a sense of childlike wonder. That could be an example of when your intellectual center and you're directing your attention, and it's using the energy of the emotional aspect of that center, which you can get the inner taste of the curiosity that you're experiencing. Another example I want to share with you is with the moving aspect of the emotional center. This can be felt when we're experiencing boredom, and our emotional center is just kind of jumping back and forth, moving back and forth between deciding whether it likes something or doesn't like something. Because each center can also be divided by its positive and negative half. So you can say that each center has a positive aspect and a negative aspect. The positive aspect for the intellectual center is yes and no, our ability to say yes and no with our intellect. And for our emotional center, it's like and dislike. For our moving center, it's movement, and the negative part is relaxation. And for our instincts, it's the physical comfort, and the negative aspect is the discomfort. So why is this all important? Well, like I said, you know, on our goal of journey of self-development, part of that journey is really developing an intimate relationship with our complex human organism, because by understanding how we really work and gaining knowledge of that, we'll be able to determine what things we need to work on. So by observing your centers and by observing the quality of your attention, you'll really gain a lot of self-knowledge about yourself. After months and years of sincere observation, you can really come to find out many insightful things. You can start to determine also your center of gravity. You know, throughout life and your experience with people, it's easy to see that some people have their center of gravity in one center, you know, which means that they predominantly experience and view the world through this center. Let's say a person in academia who's very intelligent, but it's all just book smarts. You know, that person mainly sees the world through their intellectual center, and that's their center of gravity. And another person maybe is really centered in their emotional center, which means that maybe interpersonal relationships are the most important thing for them. Or a person who their center of gravity is in their moving center, so movement is very important for them. Maybe they're an outdoorsy person that always needs to be outside doing something. Or like my father, I think that's his center of gravity, because he always needs to be using his hands to be doing anything. Like around the house, he's always fixing things. He always has to use his hands to be doing something. And the instinctive, if someone who is in their center of gravity is in their instinctive part, they will value just the physical comfort of their body. You know, they'll gravitate towards activities or things that, you know, make the body feel good. So maybe like food is a big one. So I know that was a lot of information. So all these are things, as you learn to observe yourself in the moment, you can start to observe all these things, not only your thoughts, feelings, bodily sensation, but start to see how the working of your centers, and then observing how your attention works in the moment and how it's connected to these centers and the experiences that evokes and that you experience. So by knowing a lot of these things, you'll also be able to start to change your state in a much more intelligent way, because you'll understand and you'll start to make more conscious connections, and you'll start to gain conscious knowledge of how all this works for you. And another valuable thing that you'll learn is that, so I said, you know, a lot of us will find out that our center of gravity is in one center. So on our journey for self-development is that we want to become well-rounded. So we want to become a balanced human being. So then you can see that maybe your emotions, you need to learn how to feel more, because you see that. Another thing that I want to mention now is that we want to become balanced, because what you'll find is that sometimes our centers are not working properly because they are trying to do the work for another center. So, and to give you an example on that is, let's say we're doing a math test, but I'm in the mood of feeling really sentimental, so my attention is being dominated by working through the emotional part of my emotional center, but I am trying to use my attention to do this test, then that will be the wrong use of my energy, because my emotional center will be trying to do the work of where I should be using and be employing my intellect. Or if I'm trying to communicate with someone and they're pouring their heart out and I'm just stuck in my head, you know, I need to learn to drop down and be able to use the energy of my heart to be able to have empathy and to be able to relate to this person. So all that stuff is very important to understand. So I hope you enjoyed that video, guys. I know it's a lot to take in. I hope I didn't leave anything out that I wanted to mention. And just further down the line, you know, I'll be expanding on all those subjects. And also I will give you some more material and exercise on learning how to expand and strengthen our attention and how to utilize our attention in different ways for our personal growth. So if you enjoy my content, guys, make sure to subscribe, please, and share with anyone who might find this useful. And make sure to hit that little notification bell so that when I upload new videos, you'll be the first to know. And other than that, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. I know it was a lot to take in for if this is not something that you're familiar with, all these ideas. But they can be transforming once you start to go down that rabbit hole. And please don't ever believe anything that I share on my channel. Verify everything for yourself through your own experiences, because once you verify for yourself, then it can become your own understanding. You know, that's my goal, is to help you stand on your own two feet and give you some tools that you can utilize on your journey so that you can, self-develop. All right, guys, take care. Peace. Boca no...